It's called Carla's Got a New Tattoo.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Hey, Carla's got a cool tattoo. Lord, I'd like to have one too. One that's hidden just out of view. Simple, maybe something like I think I is gone. With a few notes of music, if you want to, you can sing along. Oh, man. Yeah, babies! I never do. Okay. I'm going to introduce these fine gentlemen that I get the privilege of playing music with. And I swear I get up in the morning and pinch myself. There's just so much to pinch, I don't know when to stop. Yes, it's New York. Yes, you like, don't you? Barat like New York, yes. Okay, over here on the banjo, he comes from the state of Illinois. And I gotta tell you that when I first heard him play about 5 years ago, I put it down in my little file in my computer in my head. I said, find out boy's name quick.
We must kill him.
So please make welcome for his first time ever to Merle Fest, all the way from Chicago, Illinois, now resident of Nash Vegas with the rest of us, Mr. Noam Pokelny.
There he be. There he was, gone.
Now Now this guy over here playing the minnedipper, or the mandolin as we'd like to refer to it, is someone that I've admired for about 25 years. And I got to play with him a couple years ago with Scott Vestal and Jeff Autry, Randy Coors, a bunch of guys on a Bluegrass 2001 record. And you guys know him. He's formerly of Third Time Out. Please make welcome Mr. Wayne Benson. Over here from Georgia, he's pretty happy. And I guess you know why.
For some reason.
Has something to do with Bobby Cox, I don't know. Please make welcome, and this gentleman, he's been up here, we've been playing music together about 6 or 7 years, and he is a constant source of humor, humility, and inspiration, musically speaking. He is my brother. I love playing music with him. Please make welcome Jeff Autry on the guitar. Tonight is a special night for us. It's a little bittersweet, and we have somebody in the band that I'm introducing to you tonight, and we're actually going to dedicate our weekend here at Merle Fest to this gentleman. He has been our brother for many years. We all love him to death, and we're going to send him on his musical way. This is his last two shows with the Cows, and I want you to make him welcome tonight. And remember, you saw him here first. Mr. Luke Bulla. All right, here's a Daryl Scott song.